Welcome back to The Karma of It All, where we give advice, guidance, and support to those going through and healing from toxic, karmic, and traumatic relationship situations. I, of course, am your host, Miss Complexity, and we are getting into today's subject. Come join me. Welcome back. This is Miss Complexity, and we are getting into 5 tips weekly on 5 ways to know and have a positive mindset. Now, having a positive mindset can significantly impact your overall well-being and success in life. So, with that being said, let's get into some of the ways that we can have a positive mindset. 1, practice gratitude. I mean, for real, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, but you should be happy and grateful for the things that you have. I've always lived by this saying that if you're grateful and happy with what you have, you will receive more. I mean, like, really? I mean, like, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If you take time out of your day to be thankful for what you have, you never know what is in store in the future for you. You know, you can appreciate the beauty of everything, even in the times when your life is going downhill. If you can do that, then you are on the right path. You really are. Because at this point, God is beaming down on you and saying, even with nothing, you are smiling, you are happy, you are grateful. So I'm definitely going to bless you, my child. I mean, I'm just saying, that's what I feel like. That's how I feel that the Most High God Creator does, because he's done it for me plenty of times. I was, like I said, I was homeless without anything. I had the clothes on my back. And the only thing that could have brought me even worse down was, oh my gosh. I mean, I was really at my lowest point. And I prayed, and the next thing I know, God was like, okay, why don't you go see this certain young man? He's been asking for somebody to come see him, to help him. So I'm going to send you up there. He sends me up there to help this guy. And just not just him, but he's helping me and I'm helping him. But he started treating me like crap. So God giveth and God taketh away. Next thing I know, he was like, I got you somewhere nice to stay. Here, come on. You have somewhere to stay. Even though I don't consider this place the utmost beautifulest place to be, but it's better than that park bench that I was staying on. It's better than being abused by somebody who clearly didn't appreciate me, you know? So I was grateful. I was grateful that I didn't have to be out in the cold, outside in the wilderness, in the wintertime, when I know I couldn't have handled that because I would be sick. But yes, being grateful, having gratitude for what you have, you'll be able to get more. Now, that gentleman whose spirit had sent me to help, he ended up losing not only his home, his car, and everything else because he was not grateful for what he received. He tried to treat me like crap, and I was a gift from God. So because he did that, he lost everything. Everything. Mm-mm-mm. Number 2, challenge your negative thoughts. Okay? Negative mindsets will come about. You might feel that you are not good enough. You might feel that you are not worthy. You may feel very low self-esteem, self-value. It does happen. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't do that. Sometimes I get so frustrated, so upset. But you know what I do when I get into that mode? You said, Holy Spirit, Most High God, Creator, you promised. Okay, fine then. So then I start taking out pen and paper and I write down how I feel. I write down my emotions. I write a letter to the Most High God. And it does be a lot of anger that I'm throwing out on that paper. But by the time that I finish that paper, I'm in tears. I'm crying. I'm like, I understand why I'm going through this. I get it. I'm sorry. I know there's better things coming. This is why I'm going through this. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I do this not a lot, but that's what I do when I get to that point. When I'm at my breaking point. I'm at the end of my rope. You're going to have to tell me something. You're going to have to do something here. Come on. Help me out. So you challenge your negative thoughts. You write them down. And you change your frame of thinking. You change your thought. I'll never succeed. I know why I'm going through this because I'm possibly am succeeding and someone's trying to stop it. But I know because I have you on my team that I'm going to be successful at whatever this is. You know, you have to change your way that you think and challenge your negative thoughts. You know, I'll never succeed to, I face these challenges, but you know you got these skills. You know you the bomb in this area. Ain't nobody can top you. Why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel like I'm not going to succeed? I don't know, but I'm going to keep going because I know at this point, somewhere around the corner, I'm almost to that point. That's why I'm going through these trials and tribulations now. So, challenge your negative thoughts. 3, surround yourself with positivity. The best positivity to be around would be animals and nature. I'm just going to be straight up. Animals and nature. Because people will do things to make you feel like crap. Some people, even if they are positive, may not want you around. Okay? Some people don't like positivity. Some people will see you positive and then be mad because you're positive. So they want to make sure that they do something to make sure you're no longer smiling and positive. Yeah, that's what I get a lot. So, what do you think I do? I go to the beach. I go to the park. I get out in the sun. You know, I mind my business. The less people, the better for me. But that's for me. Some people need to have people around them. And if you have to have people around them, make sure that they are positive people. Not yes men or yes women. People that just going to be all up in your face, and even if you're making the wrong decision, they're going to be the ones that mess it up for you. You don't want that. You don't want that. You want positive people in your cipher, okay? Not somebody that's just going to agree with you just because. That's just rude. That just doesn't make any sense. And when you finally take the steps to everything that you agreed, you know what these people do? They laugh at you. They laugh at you if things go wrong for you or they put you in a different position. They laugh at you. So my biggest thing is if you're going to be around people, make sure you be around true positive people, not yes men, yes men or yes women or anybody that may seem like they got your back, but you know that when you're in a hard place, they'll never, ever come through for you. Surround yourself with positive people because a lot of positivity can go a lot in a long way, okay? People who have positive goals and aspirations and they don't mind supporting you with yours, that's good. But be careful of those people that want to tear you down because you have goals and aspirations. Oh, I don't think you should do that. Oh, okay, I'll help you. And then in the background, they're doing all kinds of things to sabotage you. Be careful. Be careful. Like I said, not everybody belongs around people. I'm one of those people. But then there's people that really need people around them. So make sure that you are surrounding yourself with positive. Okay, spiritualists in the Tampa Bay area, head on over to Smudge Life Energy Wellness and grab your crystals, your sage sticks, and your candles monthly subscription, which can also include on-site energy healing and yoga sessions, sound bathing, and more. Visit them at 1409 Tampa Plaza in Tampa, Florida, or visit their website at smudgelife.com and get your energy wellness aligned. Practice self-compassion. Gee whiz, have compassion for yourself. Do something that you love to do and don't care about what other people might think or say about it. Treat yourself to some daggone kindness. Sheesh, you know what I like to do for self-compassion? Go get me some ice cream at the beach. I'm in heaven when that happens, you know? I have no problems. Heck yeah, let's go to the beach, get some ice cream, be telling my inner self, you know, that's me talking to my inner self. Let's go to the beach, get some ice cream. Let's go walk down the beach and get some ice cream. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Go back to being a kid again for 5 minutes, you know, when I was happy and fun and things were good, you know. Acknowledge your strengths and accomplishments. Be happy that you've achieved something. I'm good at that. I have a list of stuff that I have to do. When I check off one thing, two things, three things, and that whole week I done did everything I was supposed to do. Okay, it's time to celebrate. It doesn't mean that I have to spend money. I might want to sit around and just listen to some old school, you know, music from the 80s and make myself feel good because I achieved the goal. You know, have compassion for yourself. When you show compassion for yourself, it radiates and other people may show compassion towards you as well. Okay, so practice self-compassion, practice self-care. Go get your nails done. Go get your pedicure. Go get your hair done. Go get your feet massaged. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself. There's no need for stress. Enjoy yourself. Number five, focus on solutions. Do not dwell on the problems or obstacles that hinder you. That is exactly why they are there. They want to put you in a point or a place where you are just like, I'll never make it. It's never gonna work. All I see is if I do this, she gonna do that. If I do this, he gonna do that. Man, forget these people. Stop dwelling on the problem. Start focusing on the positive solutions. Take action and problem solving. Actions that will benefit, not actions that will hinder. Okay? When you maintain a solution-oriented approach, you'll feel like you are empowered and optimistic about the situation. There will be no reason for you to be lost in confusion at all. You won't have to sit here and worry over and over again about how you're going to make this work because the solution of positive and success is around the corner. If you think positively, you will get positive. There's something that my ex used to always say. Positive begets positive, negative begets negative. Yeah, negative and positive begets positives as well. But you don't let and you don't dwell in those situations. So, here are the five ways to maintain a positive mindset. Practice gratitude. When you're happy with what you have, you can receive more. You make room to receive more. Number two, challenge your negative thoughts. Turn those negative ideas into something positive. I'll never succeed will become, I know I have the skills to succeed. Let's find out why we're going through this situation at this time. Number three, surround yourself with positivity. Positivity is more than so, the nature, great outdoors, the sunlight, all that good stuff. People who are positive, if you are around positive people, make sure they are for the same goals and aspirations you are. Four, practice self-compassion. Go out there and do some self-care routines. Do something that makes you feel good. Compliment yourself when you do something good, you know? Reward yourself. And number five, focus on positive solutions. If you sit there and you dwell on the problem, you'll never see the solution. So start focusing on positive solutions. By incorporating these tips into your life, make sure that your positive mindset will enable you to navigate the ups and downs of life. Be optimistic and see the joy in things. And remember that positivity is a practice. It doesn't just automatically happen, okay? You have to train yourself, train your mind to think positively, to believe in the beauty of the problem, the situation, and the potential in every moment. Be happy. The more positive you think, the more positive you'll be. And with that being said, this is Miss Complexity, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. As always, deuces.
And there you have it. Thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of The Karma of It All, where we give advice, guidance, and support to those going through toxic, karmic, and traumatic relationship situations. Of course, I am your host, Miss Complexity. And as always, each one teach one, remain true to you. Deuces!